interstate, a dirt road to any place, long as I'm long gone. Chasing down some blue skies in my old truck. Tune the world out, turn the radio up. Sing along to my freedom song.
The Rod Arquette Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS.
All right, welcome back to the Rod Arquette Show on this Thank Rod It's Friday and Utah's Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Before I talk to our next guest, I want to thank Jason Perry and Morgan up at the Hinckley Institute of Politics, invited to be a panelist today on the Hinckley Report, which airs tonight, I think at 7 or 7:30 on KUED. On the panel today with Sage Miller and Leah Murray, Sage, of course, with KUER Radio, and Leah with the Walker Institute up there at Weber State University. Had a good chat about the convention and what may happen, and invite you to take a listen to it. That's coming up tonight. Again, thanks to Jason and Morgan for the opportunity to be on that show tonight. You know, as we look toward America and what is going on in America, you know, there's always, I think there's this undercurrent that exists in America today, and that undercurrent is driven, I think, by freedom. I think by hope, I think by families in America today, but there are real concerns that some of the ties that bind America are being shattered. And let's talk about it with our next guest. Our guest is Alan Pfeiffer. He is has a website. It's called 1+1=2.com. Also an author and a thinker and a strategist. He's joining us on our Newsmaker line to talk about that. Alan, how are you? Welcome back to the Rod Arquette Show.
Good evening, Rod, and thank you for having me again.
Alan, let's talk about the ties that bind America. They've existed forever, I think, or for nearly 250 years. What are some of those ties that bind us, and why do you see them being threatened?
Well, of course, the first thing that is most important is that we've always had shared sacrifice. We've all considered ourselves to be Americans. We aspire to work within a system of laws. And much of what we had as foundational is being lost day by day at an ever faster rate.
When you hear chants like Death to America, what's your reaction to it?
It's outside my experience, and it's actually outside the experience of the majority, the vast majority of Americans. But it becomes mainstream when so much of the press amplifies their messages instead of tamping it down. You know, a couple of thoughts. What's happening to us is that the Dems have been co-opted. Most of the Dems are not people who are looking to destroy this country. It's intentional. It's ultimately suicidal. And it's orchestrated. Don't you think?
Yeah, I would agree with you, Alan. Alan, you know, I recall the hundreds of thousands of immigrants who came into this country in the late 1800s, the early 1900s. They came here, and I've always thought that because they wanted to be Americans. They wanted to be a part of the American dream. Do we see that today with the illegal immigrants that are flooding our southern border? Do they want to be Americans, or do they just want economic and freedom and not necessarily stand up for what America believes in?
Some years ago, of course, the message is almost self-evident. Some years ago, about 30 years ago, I was in Mexico, and I saw a billboard actually put up by the U.S. government advertising earned income credits in Mexico.
Mm.
And I realized that the government no longer really cared about Americans per se, but was more about their power and self-interest. And today, the only way we have to go is down until we come to a self-realization that we have to reinvent ourselves and look for different doors to walk through than the ones that are being shown to us today.
Alan, how did this disconnect begin? What happened, do you think?
I think there were probably four reasons. One, the government says they are the masters. History teaches us, though, that individuals with their individual human ingenuity are, in fact, the reason why this country is great. Two, there's a we lost our hunger. We lost our hunger. Nobody goes hungry in this country anymore unless they really work at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too easy to get by. Three, our leadership at the highest levels. Who wants to be president of the United States today? are the very best and brightest of our people seeking to run this country? You know, I'm not taking anything away from President Trump, but look at Biden the way he looks, how he got into office, and how he stayed in office. Did you see today? They give him a men to walk next.
Yeah,
his aides
yeah.
walk next to him to
yeah.
keep him from tripping on the grass. Is that the best we can do? But these are the reasons why we are where we are today. And there's not the pushback, because so many people are afraid of the consequences because they see what happens to people who stand up. The government doesn't support our individual rights anymore. They're looking for ways to snip away at them.
Alan, is the current path we're on right now sustainable? And what happens in the end if it is not?
Well, economically, we're adding $1 trillion of debt about every 100 days. Economically, we've already, the next generation of Americans will not be able to live the same life that we can live in this current generation because of debt. Next year or the year after, our debt will exceed what we spend on our defense.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I never see us repaying the debt. You know, it's one of these existential questions. Well, if we keep adding debt at this rate, do you run out of money, run out of ability to borrow it sometime? So I'm looking for something that happens that allows us to go a different direction very quickly, not incrementally like we got here, but to go back the other direction because of some type of societal failure or some type of overreach that occurs almost like is happening now with electric cars and with power grids and things like this. If there's a total collapse in one area or another, there could be a spillover effect that tends to cascade on itself. And I believe the snapback could be very, very fast.
If Alan,
and so I'm yeah. looking for those doors.
Yeah, Alan, if we want to start a recovery, what is the first step, in your opinion, to find those issues that bind America? What is the first step that needs to be taken?
First step is leadership. You know, we can't go anywhere without the right leader. We need to find ourselves again. We must be more judgmental with no equivocating. The book "I'm Okay, You're Okay" came out in what, the 60s?
Yeah, yeah.
And it said no harm, no foul. Well, it's not true.
No.
Life has consequences. If we don't accept that there's consequences, then there's no foundation for us to build upon. So the first thing is leadership. And President Trump, if he's reelected, as I hope, he becomes like a doorkeeper. I read a memo today that he wants to take a look at the Fed, that the Fed may have
mm-hmm.
had too much leeway.
Mm-hmm.
And is that's managing the country into economic morass rather than being the moderating factor it's been since the Truman years. So I think that strong leadership, Trump-style leadership, can in fact be the beginning of a recovery for the American people and for its essential producers, which today we look down on our producers.
Yeah.
And we hold our weakest elements up as our best elements. It's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is, Alan. It sure is. Alan, always appreciate your thoughts. Love having you on the show. Thank you for a few minutes of your time today, and enjoy the weekend.
Have a great weekend to yourself, Rod.
All right, that's Alan Pfeiffer. Alan is a strategist. He also has a website called 1+1=2.com. Also a contributor to The American Thinker. Check out that website. It's a good one. All right, more coming up here on the Rod Arkent Show and Utah's Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS.